Now that you've seen this Doug Peterson offense, let's first get your reaction to Carson Wentz being named the starter.
Well, I'm really excited, but I must admit I was initially surprised. I just assumed, like probably many people, that when the trade was made, that Chase Daniel would get the start at least for a couple of games. But you know what? Look, Carson Wentz, I've had the privilege to be around a number of times, and I think just what helped them make the decision is the kind of person he is, the kind of process guy he is. What I mean by that is I think it's very clear when you're around Carson Wentz that he understands the process of preparation, and that is so critical in the NFL.
Going off of last year, what you saw from 2015, who were the hardest teams to prepare for from a run game perspective?
Well, I think Carolina immediately comes to mind, and that's because of Cam Newton. They had so many different backfield looks. They had one back sets, two back sets, three back sets. So when I say two or three backs, they weren't always backs. They could have been tight ends. And then you add the element of the quarterback that must be defended by someone. And you have a very multiple diverse run game that's very difficult to prepare for and defend. We, as I said, we saw that with Alex Smith in Kansas City. Alex Smith rushed for almost 500 yards last year.
Right.
Now, not all of that were on scrambles. Carson Wentz does give you that element. I'm not sure early on they may want him to do that with the rib injury, but I think eventually he gives you that threat. And teams must defend that threat, particularly when he's in the shotgun.